Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Right now, though, we're going to deal with this issue of hijacked buildings in Johannesburg and in South Africa. Interesting to note that DJ Warris was killed in Johannesburg yesterday, a linkage between him and this issue of hijacked buildings, and that therefore has brought this to the forefront of attention, something we don't really think about too much. So I guess what we want to understand is, to what extent is this a problem in South Africa? To what extent are hijacked buildings run by criminal gangs? Who do we hold accountable for this, and what is the solution? So to help us navigate through this difficult issue is Herman Mashaba, the president of Action SA. Mr. Mashaba, really a privilege to have you with us on Chai FM. Thank you for being with me.
Yes, good morning, and good morning to Khaled, the FM listeners. Really very sad moment for our country, for us to be experiencing the callous murder of our fellow South Africans, our patriots, people who love our country, be killed by criminal syndicates with almost total impunity. And I think this has to come to an end. And I think our government responsibility for allowing the hijacking and takeover of our city over the last 25 years or so by criminal elements who unfortunately subject our people to unacceptable living conditions. And we have the so-called human rights lawyers and other political parties who support this nonsense that's happening in our country. So I think we as Action SA, and I personally believe that DJ Warra's death must never be in vain.
Mr. Mashaba, I just want to go back into this historical perspective of the issue, just because I'm not very au fait with the matter. You say it's been an issue in the city of Joburg for the last 20 years. What I'm trying to understand is how did we get to this?
25 years, I think I can safely say 25. I can safely about 25 years. If you look at the cultural center as an example, I think it didn't take 10 years for the cultural center to close down. That was one of our top hotels in the country, not only in the city of Johannesburg. We had Johannesburg, the Sun, on the other side of town. And we started seeing, unfortunately, property owners losing control because of it engulfed South Africa after the takeover of the ANC government in 1994.
Mr. Mashaba, City Power, apparently they've already begun disconnecting electricity to certain hijacked buildings. I'm just wondering how you view that step. Do you think it's an effective step? Is it just a short-term measure? What's your view?
Well, I think disconnecting alone is definitely not the solution. It is just really political theater. What we need as South Africa is to go into these buildings, uproot people who've hijacked this building, people who live in this, majority of them being illegal foreigners. Fortunate enough, I talk from personal experience. When I was the mayor, I embarked on a massive reclaiming of our city, and I led the raids into these buildings, and only to find up to 80% of the people we found in these buildings were undocumented foreigners. And I remember very well how I was insulted to call names, but because I had the law on my side, because at the time the ANC even went to an extent of reporting me to the South African Human Rights Commission for on my side, because I cannot in the life of me understand how anyone call himself a human rights lawyer, someone who calls himself a caring person, you can allow human beings to live under those conditions with no water, with no sanitation whatsoever. People being made to pay 1,000 to 1,500 rands a time for just a bed just as at the time, the stench in these buildings, I think, honestly, we were slowly killing people from health-wise, allowing criminals in the international criminal syndicates using these facilities as the storerooms or in the warehouses for goods. And afforded, you remember, by the time I left, in the 3 years I was the mayor, managed to take back 154 of those buildings, awarded them to the private sector on long leases. But unfortunately, the people who didn't like what I was doing decided to approach the ANC to remove me as the mayor because of my commitment to ensure that poor people also are given dignity in South Africa.
I'm trying to get my head around this issue, Mr. Mashaba, because I'm trying to understand the interests, in whose interest it would be for this situation to continue. Clearly not the interest of the residents of the building. Clearly not the residents of Johannesburg. Is this just absolute and utter corruption? And why is there no political will on the part of the ANC to sort this out?
Well, tell me, when did you, in the last 31 years, see our government interested having the political will to protect the lives of South Africans? We're the mega capital of the world. The 80 people are being killed in this country each and every single day. Women are being raped every 10 minutes. I don't know how many women, every minute, how many women are being raped in this country. How we destroying our youth with drugs and alcohol abuse. And our government is just really turning a blind eye on this menace, opening our borders to international criminal syndicates to come in, actually not only destroy our youth, but destroy our way of life as South Africans. So I would really think the ANC government is responsible. But I want to also put it on record, because when I fought this when I was the mayor and I was without any doubt succeeding, unfortunately, Helen Zille working with the Institute of Race Relations, ANC, to come out with a motion of no confidence to remove me because accusing me of prioritizing public services to poor communities. So she must also take the responsibility for collapsing that stable government that was running at the time.
That's a question we'll have to pose to her. I think it's valid and important. So let's then talk about Action SA. How would you propose to revitalize the inner city and deal with this issue?
Well, fortunate enough, I've gone through a very difficult 3 years as the mayor, more especially the first 18 months was very difficult because ANC was determined to collapse my government. But fortunate enough, tactically, I managed. I was on my last my last 18 months was smooth sailing. The government was stable. I managed to get the coalition partners to buy into my dream of reclaiming the inner city. I had council support. So right now, I think without any doubt, I'm the only South African who actually understand the intricacies and the difficulties and the issues affecting our inner city. So going back there, it is going to go there with brutality. I think the days of being nice to criminals are over. One needs to really go there with the brutality, deal with this dealing in killing our patriots, killing our fellow South Africans. We've got to really get rid of them, make sure that we push the South African police services, we push the National Prosecuting Authority, they push our prison services to make sure that these people must face the full might of our laws.
Wow, that's strong words, Mr. Mashaba, with brutality. What about the residents who could be perhaps seen as innocent parties in this awful, awful situation?
Well, I think if we're prepared to be nice to criminals, then we must be prepared to pay the price. I'm not really prepared to live side by side with criminals. and majority of South Africans don't want to. So I think I will respect the will of majority of South Africans. I want to really make it really very clear, abundantly clear, that anyone who wants to live side by side with criminals, they are most welcome not to really vote for Action SA, because Action SA is not going to be friends with criminals.
Herman Mashaba, President of Action South Africa, Action SA, thank you for chatting to me on Chai FM this morning.